This week on One Crazy Story, comedian Diego Antanasio joins me to talk about how far you can drive after you've totaled your vehicle.
So I'm sliding to like a stop, and then I'm like, I'm fine. And so I turn the car off because I think like I know that, you know, it's supposed to like have the car on and upside down.
You knew what to do? Wow, that's awesome.
Well, I'm pretty sure like a car, like when you get the instruction manual for a car, when they like turn it on, there's like little notes to make sure it's not upside down. You get the time that I was going back to LA for like third time.
To live or to visit?
To live.
Okay.
So I had packed up my car and driven to Chicago and then to go to Denver to go to LA. And I'd driven that before, like obviously the first time when I lived there. And then like I'd been traveling a lot right before then. So like I'd gone back to LA once already, but I was like, all right, I'm going to go back there to like stay and work. Right.
Yeah.
So I went to Chicago. I think I like tried to do some comedy. And this is at the point where like I had already felt like I was getting more comfortable, like going to cities and just like
just showing up
and like getting on, like starting talking to people,
hey,
and
I'm
like,
a
where
comedian.
Can I go? And
yeah.
like, you know, being nice to people. And like, then if they give you time, like doing really, you know,
a little more confident in what you're capable of.
Yeah. And, you know, trying to do a really good job and then hoping that that'll give you some opportunities or someone will be like, yeah, you can come try this or whatever. So that was like, it was a very open-ended trip, and I was very, like, I didn't have to be there at a certain date. I was going to take my time. I was going to drive the way I wanted to.
That's awesome.
It's going to be a lot of fun. My buddy had just gotten married, so I was leaving, like, from his wedding. So it was just, like,
oh,
good
wow.
times.
This is like sounds like the beginning of a movie. Everybody says goodbye to Diego at the wedding.
I hop in the car.
You're already packed up. You leave from the wedding. It's like, bye, guys.
So I go to Chicago first, and then the first day I'm driving, I probably get to about Nebraska, right? I'm like, it's getting about 6-7 o'clock. I'm not going to make it to Denver by nightfall. Like, I left too late from Chicago.
So you wanted to drive straight there.
Yeah, I want to go because I'd done this before. I'd gone from Chicago. I joke that you can drive to LA in 2 days.
Yeah.
That's my joke, that you're 2 days from here. But, I feel like that's kind of crazy, but it's not crazy. Still a little crazy, but 2 days from Chicago, easy.
Yeah.
Because that's 2 1,000-mile legs. It goes 1,000 miles
that's
from
easy.
Chicago to Denver, like rough, but pretty 1,000, and then 1,000 from Denver to L.A. That's roughly 14,
that's
16
totally
hours
doable.
A day.
I could
you
do
leave
it.
Super
no
early.
Problem.
You leave by 6 in the morning. You know, you're talking 10 o'clock both nights, right? You get a full night's sleep, same thing. You just got to do it twice, whatever.
Yeah. And you were driving alone, though, too, right?
Absolutely, right?
So, yeah, it made it a little harder.
Sure, sure. But nothing that you can't handle.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do 1 day easy. The second day, you feel a little. But, you know, it's not that bad. You know, you have to eat well and make sure that you're, like, keeping your mind active and stuff like that. Yeah. Well, whatever, road stuff.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to do that.
Yeah.
I wasn't in a
rush.
Just
want to take your time.
Yeah.
Those are the best trips, though.
Right. So, it's about, like, 6 to 7 o'clock, and I'm, like, outside Omaha. Like, I'm getting, like, 50 miles out or something like that. It'll be an hour. And I was using Bad's Lava or something at the time. And I'm like, I wonder if there's one for Omaha, or I can't remember what. I think there was. And I'm like, I wonder if there's an open mic that I could hit.
Right.
By 8 o'clock, whatever. And I find one. It's like, I'll get there like 10 minutes, 20 minutes before it, whatever. Cool. Perfect. I'll just go there. You know, that's as much as I knew.
Yeah.
So I go there, get there way too early, which I hate doing, man. That's like
it's
my
always
paranoia,
especially
dude.
When you're from out of town. You're like,
dude,
oh,
you
shit.
Sit there at the bar and you're like, I didn't even know any of these. I didn't know what was going to happen. I want to sit there and get drunk by myself, and you have beer by yourself, and you're going to drink way fat. I don't know, whatever. It was just awkward. But then when the comics started coming in, people signing up and got on the list, and it seemed like it was pretty popular. It was like a really long list.
Pretty good
and
show.
And you can immediately tell that there was like a scenic, like you could see the clickage and like some people that were immediately like, oh, those guys are more comedians, you know? And like, it was cool. Like, you know,
that's awesome.
It was cool to see that. And just,
especially in a random town.
Yeah. In Omaha, just randomly, you know, I've never been to Omaha. I've driven through, but I've never been there. And it was like some bar. But it was like, the bar was really like long and narrow, and then it opened to like the stage room and like had a bunch of chairs and tables, so it was like a nice area for the stage, and there was people there, and it was very obvious that it was like a big open mic scene, and it was like, you know, most of the comedians were like that type, and it was good, and but it was a lot of fun, and they it was a good crowd, right? After that, hanging out with the comics and Grant Parsons, I think he lives in San Diego, or he lives in LA now. I remember he was living in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh, wow.
About like an hour out or something from Omaha, or not that far out.
So maybe. He was at this open mic.
Right, that's
night?
How I met him.
Okay.
He was just like comic, and at some point we like talked about smoking together, and then it's like, oh, and that was like, I just ran out of bud, and like he and I like, where am I gonna get bud in Oklahoma? And
comedians.
I was gonna like get lint. They're like, Mexican trying to buy some marijuana up here. This guy stumbles over to us and he's like, set, and we're like, he's like, can I have some? And that's always funny when like a third party approaches you for drugs on
complete
the street.
Stranger.
Yeah, I mean, because it's like, that's the only time in my life where I see myself in other humans. I'm like, I know exactly who you are. I've been you, sir.
Yeah.
And you know what? I will give you all the drugs you want because for when it is my turn.
Yeah. It's like when someone bums a cigarette off you.
Yeah, you gotta the cycle, right?
That's hilarious.
So, and then we're like, and it's always, you know, so we talk about jokes and he probably tried to give us a joke or something.
Yeah.
So, and then we wrap up. I don't know. His buddy comes with some crazy contraption. I fall asleep in my car. He's like, you want to come out to Lincoln? I'm like, no, I'm probably just going to start driving, which I don't know. I got tired and just slept in my car. Woke up, drove Lincoln, Nebraska, hit Lincoln, Nebraska. Or I think I'm a little west of Lincoln at this point. But the highway starts backing up. There's, you know, Oklahoma.
Yeah, a lot of shit going on.
Nebraska traffic.
Yeah.
I don't know. I
it's
guess
a bitch, man.
Hucking or something. There's like a big huck day. Or...
I've been stuck there many times.
So I go to my phone and I'm like, all right, I got this. Technology can help me triangulate my way out of this. So I see that there's like a country road that like runs along the highway. I'm like, I'll just shoot up and go across that and then go down, you know? So then I get off the highway and then I get on the dirt road and I'm like driving on it. I don't know. It's kind of like nice, but it's like forever. And I'm like, man, this sucks because you can't go very fast. And then at some point, I'm just like not paying attention. And then I'm like, man, I'm going a little too fast. This is scary. So I try to brake. And then like, I start sliding because it's like gravel. It's like not a paved road. It's like, and I'm not used to. And I'm like in a newer car, like it was like a Corolla Sport.
Yeah.
And like, I didn't.
So how fast did you say you were going? Like 70s?
If you were the officer, I would lie and say maybe like. 50.
Yeah. Okay.
You know,
so you're not like. You're
I
not,
no. It wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't fast. I was not going fast.
You
like, not what you would
that
think.
You were going
fast
dangerously fast.
Absolutely not. And maybe it was like 45, 50. And like, that's plenty, especially when you go from like trying to go from like 50 to 30 because you're like, you want to slow down. Like, the issue was I slowed down too fast. Yeah. That's the issue because of freaking out or thinking that in hindsight, I should have just tapered off as slowly as possible.
Right,
but slowing down, so it just started a little slide, and a little slide means a lot. And then like I ended up like towards the ditch, and then like my car hit and just flipped, and like
what?
I rolled my car, and then there was like a lamppost I remember seeing that was like sliding. And I was like, man, I hope I don't like go to that. Which I didn't. I stopped like short.
Okay.
And like I was just like,
so your car flipped?
Yeah, I was so I'm upside down at this point. I don't remember if I'm like Cedar Point style in this harness or not. Probably had my seatbelt on. I was fine, like absolutely fine.
But you're in the middle of nowhere.
I'm in the middle of some west of Nebraska, right? Exactly.
Yeah, there's nobody around.
Right. So everything like kind of settles. I'm like, I'm fine. I'm not like impaled with anything. I go. I check my like, you know. I'm not like. I'm not. I don't know, man. I've been in a couple like car situations. I don't really freak out.
Yeah.
Like my brain just stays calm and assesses, and if I'm okay, I don't really like. I'm like, I don't,
right.
I don't get hysterical about the car or what happened. If I'm fine, I'm like, cool, and I usually continue
that's
on my day.
That's a good talent to have.
It's always interesting.
It's got to be helpful in those situations.
So then, like, so I'm sliding to like a stop, and then I'm like, I'm fine, and so I turn the car off because I think like I know that you're not supposed to like have the car on and upside
look at you.
Down.
You knew what to do. Wow, that's awesome.
Well, I'm pretty sure like a car, like they're like. When you get the instruction manual for a car, when they're like, turn it on, there's like a little note. It's like, make sure it's not upside down. Like if car is upside down, do not turn it on. Don't leave it off. Hey, contact manufacturer.
Yeah. In parentheses, when on roof, don't turn over. Turn over.
Don't turn over.
It's funny that turn over means. On,
right. So then the guys that come.
My car won't
Honda,
turn over.
It's like, and they're like, hey, but we can't. They're like, we need
AAA, my car won't turn over. No, like literally it won't turn over.
I get out, right? Just to be like, I'm out of the car. I'm safe. Standing up. Look, shit's working. Cool. I go, all right. So I go back in the car because I like have pot in the car. This is unfortunate that that's the reason. And and I go, I got to, you know, whatever happens next, I want to have the pot with me.
Yeah.
So I go get the pot, like put it in my pocket.
I love the the determination of stoners.
And then I was smoking cigarettes at the time, so I'll grab my cigarettes too, right? I'm gonna sit here and figure this out with some pack of Marlboro Reds. And so I grab my cigarettes and I'm in there and I grab my lighter and I light it while I'm in the car, right?
The cigarette or the weed?
The cigarette.
Okay.
So I light a cigarette. I'm not like even high at this point. It was like, I wish I was like stoned. I just was kind of shitty at driving on a gravel road. I wish that I was better at being a man and controlling a car.
So you lit the cigarette in the car.
The cigarette in the car, which is, you know, I'd come out and then go back in, lit the cigarette in the car, come out, smoking this cigarette, at which at that point, like, someone's getting out of their truck to, I assume what they see is an upside down car with maybe a little smoke and dust. There's like dust from sliding and stuff. Yeah. So there's like, it just happened. Obviously, wow. This guy's gotten out. Like, am I going to find Superman XYZ? Like, he's trying to figure out what's going on. And I come out like with smoking a cigarette. I don't know. It's just like,
right. You probably just look like a badass as you walk through all this dust. You're like, yeah, flip my car.
So the first thing I say is, hey, it's only me. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I don't know why I say it's only me.
It's only me. We're good. Just, yeah.
Oh, it's you. I didn't know. And it wasn't just, it's just you.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. I was wondering how, I wonder who it was. I was wondering about that.
Who just flipped their car in my backyard? Is that just you? Good. I was startled, but it's just you.
Yeah.
No. And I was like, no, I'm fine. It's just me. No one else is in the car. I'm safe. Nothing happened. I'm going to call AAA. And he's like, well, I'm going to call a sheriff and make sure. And I'm like, no, whatever. Yeah. I feel like either the cop came or they called the cop. And at some point it's the sheriff out there. Some guy, he's like really old and he comes out and I'm like, I have AAA, you know, I'm going to figure this out. But he calls it in to AAA.
Right.
So AAA comes out and they are like, they flip the car. Right. So I'm like watching them flip a car back over and they throw it on the tow and they drive back and, they're like, yeah, you have some like frame damage, but I think it's okay. But it's pretty much total. And I'm like, I'm in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like,
it doesn't matter. If that car can't move, I'm fucked.
I need to know what to do. Right. Yeah. And then, like, on top of that, because the sheriff called in the AAA guy's like, well, we can't process your AAA, like, because I get a bunch of like free ones with my membership. And it's like, no, we need you to pay for it. And then you can talk to AAA about reimbursing it. I'm like, I don't know if going back to LA, like, I don't need to spend a bunch of extra money when I have something paid for, like, because the sheriff called in and I didn't tell him to do that. Like, act like you didn't come and I'm going to call you right now. Like, I don't know. Yeah. That's not my issue. Like, that you can't. And he was like, he's like, oh, whatever. And then he like figured it out. And I'm like, yeah, I bet. Just write down my card number, you idiot. Jesus.
I think it was
and so, all right. So then we sit there for a while and I'm like, do you think I just drive my car? And he goes, what? I'm like, do you think the car will drive? It's like, yeah, I don't know. As long as if you turn on the engine, you might see a little smoke, but after like 10 minutes, if everything's like not completely messed up or all the fluids aren't drained, cause it wasn't upside down for that long. Yeah, it might be fine. I mean, like, this, the back window's blown out. You don't have a back window and you've got like a roof that's attacking you.
Yeah.
Like, as long as you don't care about the structural integrity of your car or your safety, yes, it might work. So I start it, you know, sit around for 10 minutes and it's like, maybe it smoked a little bit. We checked on the hood and he's like, I don't know. I don't think that it's, you'll be fine. All right. Well, then I'm just going to drive it.
You're just going to drive this car that was turned over for long enough, just on its roof. Right. And you're just going to drive it to LA.
I assume.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's still the mission.
Yeah. So this is your next move is just drive this car you're going to Denver first, right?
Right.
So yeah, so you just gotta get to Denver at this point, and at least there's an airport there if you needed it. So you drive the car.
I drove the car. Dude, I just drove it. Like, the back window was out. There was some effort to like patch it up at one point.
Yeah.
But that was like even less safe. I just like sleep in it, make sure. All right. So this is the thing. So like I'm just driving there. I'm not gonna waste any money. Just sleep in the car when I'm tired. Keep driving.
That's determination, man.
And I wake up 3 or 4 times by the time I get to LA to like, and it's an officer like at my window. I'm like sitting there and he's just like, what's going on here? Why is your car? Like, is this your car? You own it?
What happened?
On top of that, it was a newer car, so I didn't have a license plate. So I just had the sticker, the paper license,
which couldn't be taped to your back window
because it didn't exist. So there were always like there was always that question. So it was just a cop finding a passed out Mexican.
You just look like they just see this car all smashed.
Exactly,
in.
It looks like fucking.
But everything's okay. There's no trauma. There's nothing weird is happening.
But it looks like Ryan Gosling's drive took it. I mean, like hijacked it. You're and I'm some weird guy. Yeah, like who's this weirdo? Why is he like? Is there an altercation? Yeah. What's going on?
What's happening?
Didn't make any sense that this car would be driving.
Yeah.
So there was like, so I would just sit there and I got used to just being like, yeah, no, this is I just got this car and. Flipped it. And the issue was like they couldn't find the accident record. Like the sheriff in Oklahoma hadn't filed it.
Yeah.
Probably being like a nice gentleman or something and not mess with my stuff or something, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever. Or didn't get to it yet, right? Mm-hmm. Or they didn't have access. I don't know, man. And they would like hold me there until they're like, we got to make sure this is really an accident or what you say it is. Yeah. I'm like, I didn't steal this car. Like,
what kind
the paperwork's
proof,
all
what kind
here.
Of proof do you need? The roof
registration
is
was all there. I'm like, dude, let me just. I got a lot of driving to do. Yeah. I was trying to take a nap. It woke me up. That happened in Utah. That happened. And then I was almost LA. I remember like I was like in some other California city that I pulled off. And I remember waking up to like 3 or 4 cops. And it was like the last time. So it was like really refreshing. I'm like, as soon as I'm done with these cops, I'll be in LA. Like, it was like, it really like let me feel mellow about the cops. Cause I didn't have anything like to worry about. I didn't do anything wrong. You know, it's just like, this is the situation.
Your current situation.
Get in LA. And then, you know, I got to LA and then like that car was totaled, you know, by the insurance company. And,
that's all for this week. If you enjoyed the show, please go to onecrazystory.podbean.com and catch up on all the episodes there. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. And if you enjoyed Diego, please go to twitter.com/DiegoComedy and follow him there. Find out where he'll be performing at next. Also, please follow the show on Twitter at twitter.com/onecrazystory. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.